Chapter 3. Unlike Mariah and her mother, Libby Brown lived well, thanks to the estates of her three late husbands. Her large house was in the tonier black area of the city. The maid answered the door and eyed Mariah and her injured lip suspiciously.
May I help you?
I'm Mariah Cooper, Mrs. Brown's niece. I wonder if I might speak with her? The hard eyes didn't soften. I'll see if she's receiving. Wait here, please. A few moments later, Libby appeared, and upon seeing Mariah's lip, exclaimed, Oh, my gracious Mariah! What happened to you? Mother and I had an argument. Come in, come in. Taking her by the hand, she pulled her into the front parlor. Sit right there. Willa, get her a cold rag. Mariah gingerly touched her swollen lip and shook her head in a mixture of anger and wonder that she and her mother had come to such a terrible state. Willa returned, and Mariah pressed the cold compress to the injury. It did much to soothe the fiery sting. Rising to her feet, Mariah walked over to the ornate framed mirror hanging on the wall and surveyed the damage. Her bottom lip was split and puffy. She dabbed at the dried blood gently in an effort to clean it up and once again shook her head. Libby's dark face appeared in the glass behind hers, and Mariah saw the empathy her eyes held.
It's going to take that a few days to heal,
Libby pointed out quietly. But we'll keep it cold so the swelling doesn't increase. Would you like to tell me what happened? They sat in the parlor, and Mariah related the story. When she finished, Libby's lip tightened with disapproval.
Bernice knows how close you and Kay are. It isn't right for her to deny you such a small thing, especially when you've offered to pay for everything.
Mariah agreed. She's the only friend I have.
May I ask you something?
Of course.
Why does Mother hate me so? And please don't tell me it's my imagination.